Well, it's been a busy service this morning, and that has been great. Thanks to Gary for leading us at different stages, as well as Johnny. And don't panic. I have come prepared for a shorter sermon this morning, so just don't panic. Just relax and breathe, all right? Mark's hopefully going to stick up on the screen for us an infographic that maybe you are familiar with. Hopefully that's coming up on the screen just now, Mark. There we go. Do you remember that? The very first Sunday I was with you, I put this up onto the screen just explaining the various stages of the vacancy process. Those early days when there were weeks taken, getting all of the various paperwork ready in order to request leave to call from our denomination. That came in late November. Then we kind of got Christmas out of the way. And then there were the months when all seemed quiet on the surface, but there was lots going on behind the scenes. As Kirk Session were busily considering candidates. And then that, of course, brought us to an exceptionally positive congregational meeting on Monday night past, when you, the congregation, voted overwhelmingly. What was that percentage, Gary? 99.7% of the congregation voted to issue a call to the Reverend Stephen Lowry. And as Gary has indicated this morning, Stephen has agreed to accept that call. There's still some formalities to complete over the course of the next couple of weeks, but we trust that those will be just that, they will be formalities. And we're now in the final stage of the process, preparing for the new minister and his family to arrive. Stephen and Louise and Beth and Rose and Andrew. And the plan is, God willing, for Stephen to be installed as minister here in early September. And of course, in anticipation of that, there will be various practical preparations to be carried out over the next few weeks for the arrival of the Lowry family, including, of course, work to be completed in the manse. But in the time I have remaining this morning, I simply want to talk to you about preparing by praying. Preparing by praying, and hopefully Mark's going to put up another slide. There we go. I want to talk this morning about preparing by praying. And of course, so many of you have been faithfully praying during the course of the vacancy, praying for the Lord's guidance. And we should be deeply thankful to the Lord today for the way in which He has so clearly guided over these past number of months. But now that you have issued a call to a minister, how specifically can you be preparing for his arrival by praying for Stephen and his family? How specifically can you be praying for them? I want to take us just to a few verses from Romans chapter 15. That's really my springboard into what I'm going to say this morning. Romans chapter 15, if you want to open that in your Bibles. Just to set the context to this, it's the Apostle Paul, and he is concluding his letter to the church in Rome. He plans to go and visit the church in Rome at some stage. First, however, he's needing to travel to Jerusalem to give Christians there who were very impoverished some much-needed financial support. And then after that, he plans to visit the Romans. That's the context. And he writes this in Romans 15, 30 to 33. He says this. Romans 15, verse 30. I urge you, brothers and sisters, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Spirit, to join me in my struggle by praying to God for me. Pray that I may be kept safe from the unbelievers in Judea, and that the contribution I take to Jerusalem may be favorably received by the Lord's people there, so that I may come to you with joy by God's will, and in your company be refreshed. The God of peace be with you all. Amen. So Paul writes there, it's coming up onto the screen, just to take part of what we read. Paul writes, I urge you, brothers and sisters, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Spirit, to join me in my struggle, or literally to partner with me by praying to God for me, so that I may come to you with joy by God's will and in your company be refreshed. Paul there urges the church to pray for him so that he might come to them with joy. Isn't that a brilliant thing to pray for your next minister? To pray for him so that he and his family might come to you with joy. Isn't that a great thing to pray for your next minister? Yeah, two of you think it is. I think it's a great thing to pray for your next minister. Pray for him so that he might come to you with joy. And what specifically might you be praying for Stephen so that when he comes to you, he might come to you with joy? Well, four really brief things. I think it'll be really good for you to pray for Stephen and his family so that they might come to you with joy. First thing is this. Pray for them. Pray for their departure from White House Presbyterian, where they currently serve. Pray for their departure from White House. I know from chatting with Stephen that the church family and community of White House has become very dear to them as a family over the course of the last 8 years. As a family, they've served alongside people there. They've walked alongside people. They've shared their lives with people. People of White House have become very, very precious to them. And yes, while there is much anticipation about coming to Highkirk, there will understandably for them be the pain of departure from White House. So pray for the Lord's help for Stephen and Louise and Beth and Rose and Andrew as they prepare to say their goodbyes to their church family, as it presently is in White House, to their community, to their school friends, to their neighbors. Pray that God would bless the conclusion to Stephen's ministry in White House. May the Lord be at work in powerful ways during this time. And pray for the church family of White House as they prepare to say goodbye to the Lowrys and prepare themselves to move into a vacancy situation. And you guys know what that's like. So that's the first way you've been praying as you prepare for Stephen and the family's arrival. Pray for their departure from White House and for all that that will entail for them and for the congregation of White House. But then secondly, pray for the practicalities. Pray for the practicalities. There are some, but I can't think of too many jobs that people take up that involve changing everything. Not only changing your job, but changing your church, changing your community, changing your home, children having to change their schools, everything changes. And everything will be changing for Stephen and for the family over these coming weeks. The Lord Jesus encouraged us to pray, give us this day our daily bread. That is to pray about our daily practicality. So please, please pray for the Lowrys as they seek to practically get things in place over the coming weeks, arranging schools for their two younger children, Rose and Andrew, working alongside the committee here to get the manse ready. And I can remember whenever we came to Ballylochan many years ago, I can remember having to pick the colour scheme for every single room in the house in one day. You know, some of us, we're picking the colour scheme for one room and we take about 3 months to decide on it. But imagine having to choose all that like in one day. Decluttering their current home, packing up and then moving, getting their bearings in a town that is completely new to them. Neither of them have really much previous experience of Ballymena. Finding a GP practice. Changing a dress for all of their correspondence. That's before ministry even begins here in Highkirk, and they even begin to learn names and faces and stories. So pray for energy for them in all the practicalities to be carried out over the next number of weeks. Philippians 4:19 And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. Pray that the Lord would meet all the needs of the Lowry family over the coming weeks. That all of those things coming together would contribute to the family coming to you with joy. So pray for their departure from White House. Pray concerning all of the practicalities. Thirdly, pray for their spiritual walk. Pray for their spiritual walk. In Acts chapter 20, verse 28, Paul is writing or is speaking to the Ephesian elders. He's addressing them, and he says this. He says, keep watch over yourselves and the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Keep watch over yourselves. It's crucial that church leaders see to their own spiritual walk first, thus enabling them to serve others well. Devotional writer Oswald Chambers wrote in his classic book of daily devotions, My Utmost for His Highest, he wrote this, beware of anything that competes with loyalty to Jesus Christ. The greatest competitor of devotion to Jesus is service for him. And he continues, are we being more committed to service than to Jesus Christ himself? And the Christian writer and theologian Oz Guinness, yes, a descendant from the famous family of brewers, Oz Guinness, who was incidentally also named after Oswald Chambers, who I've just quoted, in Oz Guinness's book, The Call, he says this, as Christians, we are primarily called not to do something or to go somewhere, although that is involved. No, he says, we are called primarily to someone. We're not called first to a special work, but we're called first to God. In other words, both those guys are emphasizing the priority of personal devotion to Jesus, a personal spiritual walk before any form of ministry. Pray for Stephen's spiritual walk. The vitality of Stephen's personal spiritual life will directly impact his ability to minister to this congregation. When a leader's walk is deep, their teaching and their leadership will come from a place of spiritual abundance rather than from a place of spiritual emptiness. And so it's so vital that Stephen's life is nurtured by the steady grace of Jesus. And so please pray for Stephen, that even amidst the upheaval of these coming weeks, may Stephen enjoy quality time with the Lord. Please pray for Stephen, that his love for the Lord Jesus would deepen each day. Pray that Stephen would have such a hunger for the Lord's presence and for his word. Pray that Stephen's relationship with Jesus over these coming weeks would remain close and real and fresh. Pray that he would be able to rest well over the summer so that he would be renewed for the work of the ministry come the autumn time when he begins here. Pray for Stephen's spiritual walk. That's so important. Pray for their departure as a family from White House. Pray for the practicalities over the next few weeks. Pray for their spiritual walk. And lastly, and really importantly, pray for their protection. Pray for their protection. Please don't assume that a minister is somehow immune to the temptations of sin or the weariness of the body or the distractions of the world. Ministers and their families are susceptible to every frailty and brokenness that affects every person and every family in this life. And actually, it's more intense than that. Ministers have a particular calling to proclaim the gospel of Jesus. And the devil rages hard against that. And church leaders walk around with a clear target on their back and on the back of their families. Spiritual warfare, it's a huge reality. I don't think it's any surprise that just after addressing elders in 1 Peter chapter 5, the Apostle Peter then goes on to say, "Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour." So pray for protection over Stephen and the family. Pray for physical protection for them. Pray for protection over them as a family, for peace in their home, and for protection from any spiritual attack. Pray for spiritual protection. It's really interesting. Luke's Gospel, chapters 3 and 4. You may remember that occasion where Jesus is baptized by John the Baptist in the River Jordan. And as Jesus is being baptized, we're told that the heavens parted and the Spirit of God descended on Jesus in bodily form like that of a dove. And then Jesus heard those incredible words of affirmation from his Father. "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." That was an incredible, if you like, spiritual high for Jesus, an incredible moment of affirmation from his heavenly Father. But what happens immediately after that? He's led into the wilderness where he's tempted by the devil. And instead of the voice that he's just heard, "You are my Son whom I love, with you I am well pleased," suddenly the devil is now saying to Jesus, "If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread. Jump down from this highest place and God will send his angels concerning you to protect you in all your ways." The incredible affirmation, "You are my Son whom I love, with you I'm well pleased," immediately followed by the spiritual attack, "If you are the Son of God." The devil attacks Jesus by undermining those words of affirmation that he's just heard from his Father. And I have no doubt that the devil will try to undermine the word of affirmation that Stephen has received from this congregation. The devil will try to fill Stephen's mind with doubt. Can you really do this? Are you really the right person for this? Any of you who are in positions of significant leadership will know what imposter syndrome feels like. And the devil will come to Stephen over the coming weeks with an incredible word of imposter syndrome. "You think you can really do this? Oh, I know they voted to call you 99.7%, but are you still sure you're really the person for this?" So pray for Stephen and the family's spiritual protection. So pray for physical protection, pray for protection over them as a family, pray for spiritual protection from the assaults of the evil one and the doubts that he might try to plant within their minds. And I'm sure Stephen, if he's watching, won't mind me saying this, pray for protection from sin. The devil loves to entice us all into sin, including church leaders. Pray for protection. Jesus taught us to pray, "Deliver us from the evil one and lead us not into temptation." Pray for protection during temptation from sin. So pray for their departure. Pray for the practicalities. Pray for their spiritual walk. Pray for their protection. "I urge you, brothers and sisters," writes Paul in Romans 15, "by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Spirit, to partner with me by praying to God for me so that I may come to you with joy And by God's will, in your company, be refreshed. And so, Father, we do that just now. Our prayer for Stephen, for Louise, for Beth, for Rose, for Andrew, is that you would be so watching over them in these weeks. We pray for the congregation of White House and for the Lowry family as they prepare for their departure from that church family whom they love dearly. Father, be their helper through these next few weeks. We pray concerning all of the practicalities that need to be put into place, Lord, over these coming weeks. We pray for an ease to those processes. We pray for Stephen's spiritual walk. May it remain close and real and fresh. And we pray for his and the family's protection in these weeks. Deliver them from the evil one, we pray. So that in a few weeks' time, they may come to this congregation with joy by God's will, and in our company be refreshed. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And just as we come to sing our closing praise, as always, there's prayer ministry available this morning. And we've been thinking very much about praying for Stephen and the family as they prepare and as we prepare for them to come to Highkirk. But maybe you're someone here this morning and there's practicalities that you need prayer for today. Maybe you're someone here today and you feel as if you're going through some kind of attack from the evil one and there's protection that you want prayed over you today. Maybe you're someone here today and you want someone to pray for you today that your walk with Jesus would remain or would become more real and fresh and vibrant. Well, we pray for Stephen today. We also want to offer to pray for anyone who would like to receive prayer today. And so the prayer ministry team will be here at the end of the service and they'll be willing to pray for you to that end. And do make the most of those opportunities. Shall we stand as we respond through song?